That was the last thing we left off there. Crispadoi says, "Call me Shemaskir Bepiv about the Knesset, about the Midrashas. Inyane Karbanes, Bris Krusu Shaisa Malachim Amaskirim Abenoisav Lahara La Eni Yochan Las Leiraktoiv." Siata Deshmag Doilam. I'm sitting. I'm using a siddur. Someone gave me a siddur. Some new siddur came out, and he brings by the parasha of Karbanes and the Banam that it's Kedai, or a person should say Parshas of Karbanes when he says it, Dafkin Besmedish, not at home. Why? Because Reb Krusvadoi says over here the Lashon, when you mask your in Batam Midrashas, the Indian of Karbanes, then you have the Maila of the Parsha of Karbanes. So, Amamash, this week, I'm saying we said this last week, and then I see there's something like that. And then I looked up a little more, and I started b'mayin about this. So the Lashon of the Eliezuta is one of Eliezuta has. You see over here that it's a real thing, this saying the Parsha Karbanes. What it does is, ad fidei kach, we looked at it as ki'ilu hikriv, that you needed to be in a Beis Medrash. You needed to be ki'ilu like the Beis Makam HaMikdash, a Makam more Kaddish, for it to actually be like a, have the Maila of Parsha Karbanes. So that was a idea. I don't know if it's a ma'akev, mamash ma'akev, but the inyan is brought down based on this zer that we saw brought down from Chaim Volozhiner. Va'amru oid v'perik sheini de brachas. So b'tan de belio. Lama nismachu oyhalim l'necholim. Why does it say oyhalim to necholim? Like it says a pasuk in Bamidbar, k'necholim nito k'ayolim nata. Hashem, we put in the pasuk, we put together necholim, which is nachals, our rivers or a place where a person could be toivul, kaholim, and we say oil is referring to, like it says, oil shem ve'aver, or yoshev oil by Yaakov Avinu, that this is simon when the psukim speak about oil, speaking about limud haTorah. The Gemara says, loy melecha, ma necholim, malin es ha'odam, mitum haTorah, af oyholim, malin es ha'odam, mikaf choyv lekaf schus. So the diuk over here is, that it's not only saying over here that a person is, has like karbonis, which he has a kapara. It's referring to over here some kind of tyra that a person has. There's some kind of darga more than just karbanas. What's more than karbanas? So over here it says in this lashon over here in this Gemara Brachas and in the Gemara in and a Medrash in Elyo Rabba, it says that it takes a person from kaf choiva to kaf schus. So if you look. If you could open up Shar Aleph, go to Shar Aleph, Perk, no, Shar Aleph, there's another one in the back of it if you want. Shar Aleph, Perik, Chaf Aleph, the first paragraph. He's Meirich, he brings this down also, that's where he brought it down. The beginning of Perik Chaf Aleph, Shar Aleph, Perik Chaf Aleph. He says, Zois Teres Adam. This is the whole idea about a person. Shebeis oska iska b'tayr lishma, lishma rukaim kol akasaba, mitayr es gufoy meroyshe v'adragloy. He has a tayra from his whole guf, beginning to the end. K'medrashim, like the Gemara says in Brachas, lo manis v'olim necholim, ma necholim malas adam mimtum l'tayra, af olim malas adam mikafchoy l'kafschus. Uki'inyin shedor shuga b'tayr es atmeyim b'mikvah. Kol b'sarei b'mayim. So there's something over here very. This is something over here very. It's the dimyon over here to a mikveh is very, very important because mikveh is not matar unless you totally immerse yourself. Totally immersed. There's something about over here that we're referring to Torah about as matar, but it has to be a person has to be. You leave your pinky out, you have some hair sticking out. It doesn't work because it's not totally immersed in the mikveh. The musig of Torah being matar like a mikveh, it has to be the person's. All shakul and learning, he's totally immersed. A little bit here, a little bit there. That doesn't mean the whole time. It doesn't mean 20 hours a day. But when he's inside the mikveh, it has to be totally... The 5 minutes you're learning, the 50 minutes you're learning, the now you're learning, the 2 hours you're learning, immersed. He's inside. Then it's matarla, then it has the mile of a mikveh. Person's mind is totally taken over by the learning. He's thinking about something. I don't know, thinking about some other things. Mayim shakol gufa oyla behen. Kach di v'ter kol gufa shadim oyla behen. Okay, then he goes into other things a little bit more. He speaks about that a mikvah is a share of a person, and so too there's something about it. Imran is to the person, good for a person. Akaparan says over here, that over here he adds a little bit to what he says by us, that you need in order to take a person to Matayram, it's like exactly like a mikvah. Uperikit chesham, shifchi kamayim libech, ma mayim alol mikvah tara hem yisrael l'chol asher nivra ba'olam, kach divrei toira mikvah tara hem yisrael b'chol mekoyim es mashvaseyem. What is this coming to say over here? In wherever they are, that the Torah is Matarapas, whatever he is, that means it doesn't make a difference what stage is, which darg is, even what kind of person he is. It doesn't make a difference. The mikvah is going to be Mataran. Be'o yirei kama gdoi l'koicha shal Torah, shebeteheres es poishi Yisrael bezman, she'oisim tshuva afilim avoy dezor shebeyodim. The koicha of Torah is so great, it can matar a poishi Yisrael, when they do tshuva, even avoy dezar shal biyadam. Avoy dezar is considered the worst avera, and we explained once, it's kasei and sharaf again when we mention them get here. All averas are done either with your guf or dibur or maisa. The averas that are done by machshava are more chamer, because that's killed in a shama by a person. The highest level of persons is seichel that he's using. Use the most important thing of your what the Rebbeinu gave you, the highest point of your neshama, the greatest thing you have, and use it for something else. So that's why Herhuri Avera, which is also Znus, and also Avodah Zarah, which using Kaviyachlu Yor Seichel against Rebbeinu Shalom. The Kayach that Rebbeinu Shalom gave, you use against Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why it's considered even Avodah Zarah. And Torah can matar even that. And we explained a few times, because Torah is also, where is Torah being used? In the Seichel. It's a mitzvah in the Seichel. When you Muchazuchan a Taisa, and you're working through a Taisa, you're working through a Gemara, you're trying to figure out what the Gemara is saying over here, your mind is totally now absorbed in Torah. You're in the mikvah of Torah. You're in the tire of Torah. You're totally there. And that's matar your brain. It's like you took your whole brain and put it, your whole neshama is inside the mikvah. Shenema v'zalakta lechem mayim toherim tahatim kol tumoseichem kol gulichem atar eschem ve'en mayim ala Torah shenema hoi kol tzam l'chumayim ayin sham. Continues of Chayim v'loshna. Something in Iyun HaTfilah, we always say every single day, Achzireinu b'shuva shleim l'fanecha. But we start off saying, Hashiveinu avinu l'ser v'secha. What is the connection between tshuva and Torah? If I want to speak about tshuva, why are you speaking about Torah? Why is the words, he said every single day, three times a day, Hashiveinu avinu l'ser v'secha. Why do we say Hashiveinu avinu l'ser v'secha? You say, Hashemenu Avinu, Hashem, bring me back from my Averis, what I do wrong. What is it? What's the Sura Sech? Because I'm not learning Torah, because I was Bittul Torah. What's it talking about? What does this mean, Hashemenu Avinu Sura Sech? Says in Chaim V'lozhna, Ki ikra tshuva shleim amitis hi me'ava, shehi me'ava, hu rako de isek ha-Torah karo, kama sha'amru, v'mayel sa-Torah, oivis ha-mokon. The ikra tshuva, that a person could really redo himself. Tshuva is like, you reboot, reset, starting all over again. Kilu mamash fresh. The koyach is davka de Torah. If you want to do mi'ava, like it says, oyevus ha'mokon. I think I'm not sure what the dik is. Let's see what the dik is. Kumaisha oyrim hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleim l'fanecha. Nifla. We say it three times a day. What's the kavan he's supposed to have? Says Uchayim V'lozhna, when a person bring us back to Torah, I will be able to have a full tshuva. Because the full tshuva is Aidei Liman HaTorah. Pashem Shat. What do you mechaven? Somehow I was always thought maybe Hashveinu Avinu L'ser V'secha. Also from, I wasn't learning till now, bring me back to learning Torah. According to Chaim V'lozhna, that's not what it means. It means we bring me back to Liman HaTorah, so Liman HaTorah will help me do tshuva shleima. When a person learns Torah, he zeichet to tshuva shleima. Person doesn't learn tshuva, doesn't learn Torah, he has a harder time doing tshuva me'ava. That's according to Chaim V'lozhna. Ubazayir vayikra, Chaf Aleph says over here. Read it. Ugshadim esrachim and a Torah rochachu meHakadosh Baruch Hu. Umisha karev la Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekarev elov. So now we're not talking about only Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about not kapara. Not only Hashem is down the kafskos like we saw before. We have to know what it means down the kafskos. Or mikaf choyv kafskos. Hashem transform things. Not only you see that you zayichet to tshuva shleim alidei Torah, now it says you become closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is davar pashut. If you have tshuva, you do come closer. But Torah makes a person feel close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Derech Hashem is very mairich. that the closest connection we could have with Rabban Shalom is Dafka Lidei Torah. The closest, the greatest dveikus that the shayach for a person to get close to Rabban Shalom, a person in the Shama feels like he wants to get close to Rabban Shalom. Most people feel like a good Kabbalah Shabbos with a lot of Hartzig and Nagunim, that could do it. But it says in the Svarim that what really does it, I'm not saying a good Nigun could also be a Messiah person, and it can be a Karab person, but what really does it to a person is a person having a good Seder or leading a learning. It doesn't have to be, that's what I'm trying to say, it doesn't have to be 24 hours of learning. It's when you're learning, you're there, you're learning, you're into it, that itself is a person's Zeich, the Kurva Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're Zeich at the Kurva. Ad Kedekach, Ruchayim Lashon writes in Ruach, in Ruachayim, on Ovis, that he said when a person learns and stops learning, it's like, he says, your mom is getting, walking into Kodesh Kodesh, walking back out, walking back in, walking back out. He says, you're getting close, getting not close. Now guys, 2 minutes learning, 2 minutes schmoozing, 2 minutes learning, 2 minutes schmoozing. So he describes it as like, you put yourself closer to Rabban Shalom, then you pull yourself away. Doesn't make sense. I'm not saying a person needs his time out to relax. But going in and out, going in and out, your mamash kilu, he's describing getting close to that. What are you doing? You're coming to the room, go out of the room, going to the room, coming out of the room. You're getting closer to Rabban Shalom. You're sitting with Rabban Shalom. That's a closeness. Ki akol pshoim. Now he's going to speak about a dagger that helps you conquer the Yetzer. We have trouble with our Yetzer. It helps us control ourselves. Nothing to do dafka with Averis in the past. A new parasha now. The koyach of a thing is to action to battle the koyach of the Yetzer. Diminishes it. Makes it weaker. Makes it, you have more koyach of Yetzer. Ki akol pshom tchas avas ha-ter k'moy sham tam b'al yo se del yo rabba. V'cheno ramoye shabam ma'azal mutav. This is going back to the Terez. Any words of Terez can bring him back. Now, v'perek ha-chalel, in poga b'chom menuvel zeh, it also says in Gemara Kedushin, I think, mashcheh le-beis ha-medrish. If he comes, the Yetzer says, Shlach Nir Beis HaMedrash. What does it mean, Shlach Nir Beis HaMedrash? Why is that? Im Evan Uni Moyach. If he's an Evan, if it's a very hard line, Yetzirah, he'll be melted. Im Basel Mitpaitzitz. Mitpaitzitz. He'll get broken or ripped. Okay, Ein Zeh Omer B'Takchum Parash Zazino. So over here, the Midrashim are telling us that if you're having trouble with Yetzirah before you did an Aver, Stam, a person has trouble controlling himself, Torah has a Koyach to win over the Yetzirah. It's a Metzias. I'd always say, provide him with the guys bring him in with them, and they sit with him, and they learn with him. So, sitting with the Yetzirah, that's that. If you have something with you that's Yetzirah himself, and just like, it's very hard to, if you're not totally immersed in learning, and you just brought him with you to your Besmedish, and you're doing something else with while you're learning, so that's not what we're talking about. Mashkele b'samedish. Mashkele b'samedish doesn't bring you. Doesn't mean bring your smartphone to b'samedish. That's not what it means. Mashkele b'samedish means you go bring yourself into b'samedish, and by that the koyach of yetzer, the Torah will be able to make you overcome it. Ubreishis rab perikah beis iboyitzcha lashchikcha samcheu b'divrei Torah. Lashchikcha means to like rub you down, like to make you like, you know, it comes over again and again and again. So after a while, you feel like, okay, I'll just give in. Like, you know. Says samcheu b'divrei Torah. Now, it doesn't mean over here the Yetzirah gets benefited from the learning. That's not what it means. Goes, but I mean to say that I think this I could explain based on Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik says that really a Yetzir is the koyach that drives a person. It can be used for toiv, it can be used for ra. So when you use that koyach that you have inside, there's some kind of drive inside. You're using it for Torah, so then the Yetzir won't be taking control of you. But if you don't use it for good, so then that urge or that push or that koyach or that energy that he has will be used for ra. So be'etzem, that's what it means over here. When medrash tell himself mizmal David, omalecha im omad alecha yeitzer ra hachileu lach meshotere. Another, all different medrashim, I told you again, I say this all the time, the Chaim Lashon is very tief, I don't know all, every single Tosefos medrash, he's bringing down another type of maramakam to try to prove this inyan. I don't have the exact different Tosefos, but there's something over here in each one that he's trying to bring out. Im roev sonacha achileu lechem v'tzameh ashkeh amayim mei meshoter shenemer hoikot tzom lechumayim v'loma ki gecholam ata choyta al roishoy ma'u v'ashem misham lecho yishlom chanim lecho. It says over here different lishonos of how Torah could take apart the Yetzirah. I'm not sure what is a mashal of lechem, is a mashal of mayim, and there are other places a mashal of yayim. I'm not sure exactly what the mashal ma, but the zichat tifkeit, but see over here that it's dvarim brurim, the koyach of Torah. Let's go a drop further. He says now another Zohar. I'll read it in the the one is in the Targum. Amar Rabbi Yosi, k'sher roya adam sher hurim roim boim elav. Person has thoughts of arayas or hurim. A person has trouble with it. Yasek b'Torah. V'oz yaviru mimenu. It's not only because you're being busy with learning Torah, so that's just distracting you. It says over here in the Chazal, yaviru mimenu. They will help you take away hurim. I think Reb Chaim Knievsky brings that in a sefer that when a person is not maharan divrei Torah, so they bring upon him different erurim. But if a person is maharan divrei Torah, a person learns his Torah, his head is immersed in Torah, so then he'll have less an issue with erurim. Amar Belezer, k'shei etzad hara hu bo lefates ha'odom, yimshech oiseh el ha'Torah v'yiparad memenu. It'll just snap off, it'll come, go away. V'zeo sh'omru perek ha'Torah. I think this is the last. We're finishing up over here. V'zeo sh'om perek ha'Torah. V'nasa kemayin ha'mezgabe v'hoylech. A beautiful mashal. V'yesh mashal mokam lefarsha ha'kam al-zeh enika niskel el. Shekemoy ha'mayin ha'neveah. What's a mayin ha'neveah? A spring. This water comes from the ground. That springs forth. Comes from the tahayim. Comes from under the underground. And just spurting out water. It's called a mayin ha'neveah. Springing out. Afshal fa'amim nir pash. V'nishkas b'har b'refesh v'tit. Sometimes the opening of the spring gets full of dirt, gathers around dirt around it. Just like because things just end up coming over there, this garbage comes around the place. As much dirt will come there, it'll always get cleaned out because the water that's spritzing out from the in the ground is always pushing away and cleaning the area for any garbage to stay here. Even if it's got stuffed up, but the water is all now going to break through and it's going to make it clean as it was at the beginning before any dirt came. Even if he had, says over here, he got dirty with avoinos v'chatoim atzumim. He said, keeps on saying this. It does no gvul. The worst affairs in the world, the worst person, the person didn't sit in yeshiva. 10 years he did called up Rasser. He said that I learned Venitva Mahoid Berefesh Tit Mitsula Sarachas Hashem. He's totally drowning in the deep, knee deep of cement and all garbage. Im Kozel Ideis Gatoira Nochon Liba Betuach. You should be sure of yourself. Shavada Yamor Shabo Yahzir Mutov. The light of Torah will bring him back. It's going to go slow. It's a process, but it's going to for sure happen. It's forced. It's going to have to happen. He's not only going to be clean from his avera, be kadosh v'tor. What Torah could do is beyond. It's not something, it's exact, all these things in Mashalom of it understand, exactly the way you understand what a mikveh, exactly the way you understand a spring that cleans out all that garbage, it'll be totally clean. You come to a place where there's water rushing out, there's not going to be garbage over there, because it's always cleaning out the place. So too, he says, that's the koyach, even if at one point there was someone who stuffed it with garbage. V'chein omar sham, u'machsharta liya sadek, this is the last mashal, a beautiful mashal. Loshen hechsher v'agola v'libun. What is hechsher? When you have something that had to be kashered, it means you use a pot for not good something treif. So you put it in boiling hot water. You have something that was used on fire, something that was used on fire, a pan that was used on fire. You have to be machshir with libun. Libun means flame to be machshir. So the mashal of he says of Torah is exactly like machshir, like you do with machshir something. You have to you go to a kitchen. You have to machshir the kitchen or milaben the pot. Torah is koyach like water, is matar like a mikveh, like a spring, and has koyach like eish, that if you need libun, it's also malabin you. You want to know why Tamid Chum is so pure? Why they speak so pure? Why they look so pure? Why they have such a gevalga mar on their face? Why they look so full of chayin? That's all because the Torah that they learn is Matar Libon. They have such a pure heart. You speak to sometimes big Talmid Chacham, some Gedolei Yisrael, go to them. Everything's so gaval, everything's rain, everything's like certain rain kite they have. Their kloyes means their eitzes that they give are also rain. Everything is clean. It all comes from the koyach haTorah that they have. Sheniska, Be'ez Hashem. Exciting, but...